This is the BBC.
Here is Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. There's a Google game with Matt Edmondson where I reveal far too much. Also, Chris is back for bangers, so there won't be any more Jerry Halliwell. It's Bumbleo Wednesday, and the difference between me on Radio 1 and me on Radio 2. Scott Mills,
BBC Radio. BBC Radio 1.
Okay, you first, Chris. What's news? What can you tell me about spring break in Cancun?
Well, first time at spring break. It was good. I didn't really know what to expect from spring break. Have you been before?
No. I've been to places like Miami and Vegas, which I think are kind of similar, you know?
It was quite full on, but it was kind of like slightly classier Cavos, it felt.
Right, okay. Richer people, I would say.
Yeah, like a lot of rich Americans. Yeah.
Were there large bottles of vodka with sparklers coming out?
Mm.
Right, I get
there
you.
There was some of that, but then I went to this amazing party. There was a place called Senor Frogs.
Right.
Which was that was ridiculous. That was more spring break than spring break actually is, I think.
Right, okay. And this is going to be a documentary for BBC iPlayer.
Yeah, so I'm doing a show called The World's Most Extreme Festivals, and actually one of them's coming out later this week about my trip to Japan.
Oh, I want to see this
for the Naked Man Festival. And yes, we just filmed one about spring break, which will be coming out a bit later as well on Radio 1 channel of BBC iPlayer.
Awesome. Bit of admins for you to catch up while you're away. Mm-hmm. Yesterday we spoke to listeners that have told a massive lie in the last 24 hours, and this was Alice who rang up.
So I kind of told all my housemates, which is five girls who are my best friends, that I've gone down to Sussex to be with my mum for a few days, and I'm kind of seeing my ex-boyfriend again instead.
Okay, where are you right now?
I'm actually with him. We've gone down to the beach for the day.
Oh, is it? So also, for the last however long they've been broke up, obviously their friends have been there, like, you know, shoulders to cry on, hours and hours of Alice just sobbing and crying.
Yeah,
all wasted now.
Right, and probably saying, no, you know what, he doesn't deserve you, yeah. He's a terrible person.
I know, the thing is as well, because we've all been in the situation when they get back with someone, then you think, oh my God, I've really slagged them off.
Oh no.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, he's not worth it, he's this, he's that, and now, oh, you're back with him.
So the friends don't know?
No, they don't know, and we've found out off air today, and there's loads of people asking about this, what the update is. She still hasn't told her housemates. And they didn't hear it on the radio, so I think we need to get her back on. But she's, I think she's still with him on the coast. And you know what I say, Alice?
My doctor once said to me, there's nothing wrong with you that a blow on the coast won't cure.
Also, you know the camera that I told you about yesterday, Chris? There's a massive camera pointing at us yesterday.
Yeah, I saw your tweets about it, yeah.
Like a massive TV camera with a red light on, which means it's on, pointing directly through the glass at me in the studio.
So do we know who's watching?
Well, I think it's the food police. That's what I think. But obviously, we're not allowed to have food in here. And we're not doing that, by the way. Or I'm just being watched. I don't know who it is. But today, it's focused on Greg's studio.
Oh, so it's his turn today. To be spied on.
So beware. Oh, Greg's not even here, is he? It'll be Dev.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense, yeah. I'm telling you, we're being watched. I don't know. I don't quite know why, but something's happening. I got all paranoid about it yesterday.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Can't wait for Katy Perry in Hull. That's how she says Hull. That's the Katy Perry pronunciation there. She's coming to Hull. That's Katy Perry and Skip Marley and Chain to the Rhythm.
BBC Radio 1.
I mean, the ideal thing would be a night out with her, but there'll probably be a ring fence around her. We won't be able to get to her.
Speaking of pronunciation, I miss Korean Billy as well. Gutted.
Oh, yeah. He was so sad that he didn't see you. Korean Billy, the guy that does some amazing British dialects for Korean people to learn online, internet sensation, was on the show last week. Yeah. And he was like, is Chris doing this on purpose?
No, I'm not trying to avoid him. Well, some people think that I am Korean Billy because we've never been in the same room together.
That is true.
It's a theory. What was going on with you and Sarah Cox?
Oh.
I saw you on Radio 2, right? So that was supporting...
Yeah, you missed this.
I saw some mad tweets.
Did you? What? Why are you on Radio 2?
Yeah, because it's... Yeah, you're on Radio 2.
Yeah, it was odd, but I was doing it to help Sarah Cox out. You know, like we did the Lolathon for Comic Relief. Mm. Sarah, earlier in the week, did an 80s dance-a-thon where Lover, she had to dance for 24 hours. She did so well because that's hard. And she was in real pain at sometimes. But you know, they've raised over £1 million.
I know, incredible. Good on her.
Right.
And, but I heard about this one caller that had called in.
Oh.
A bit different to Radio 1, right?
It was different, yeah. But like I said, I've just been called to help Sarah out, and I thought we'd do that.
Yeah, there's a couple of bits that I want to play in a bit that I've been made aware of.
Okay,
exceptional.
This is Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Sorry to spring this on you, but we're on Innuendo Bingo on BBC One on Friday night because it's Red Nose Day.
It's funny how things escalate, isn't it?
I know, you've only been away a couple of days. And you're doing it with Joel Dommett off of comedy. I love him.
Yeah, that's sweet. So BBC One.
Yeah, about 8 p.m. if you can watch us on Comet Relief Night.
Innuendo Bingo on BBC One.
Check us out.
It's only a matter of time before the stadium tour, isn't it?
Yeah.
BBC Radio 1.
Loads going on for Comet Relief at the moment, everywhere across the BBC.
So Sarah Cox's dance-a-thon, you were doing a show, right?
Yeah, well, I went there to help her out on Radio 2 the other night. She had to dance to 80s music for 24 hours. That's hard.
And then you were on in the evening quite late.
Yeah, so Sarah was still dancing. I was on like 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. peak.
Because I've heard little bits from it. And it was very funny, some of the stuff that you had to put up with.
Well, it's just different, that's all. It's just different.
Sweep was on.
Sweep off a City and Sweep corner. I know. That happened. Various 80s bands turned up to perform.
Yeah, right. Very different. And some of the callers as well.
Yeah.
Slightly different to the ones we have on Radio 1.
Well, yeah, some of them, yeah. Yeah.
Similarities and differences, I think, can be demonstrated by one of them called Anne.
Oh, okay. Where's this going?
Well, no, it's just funny seeing how you deal with Anne.
Right, you've got it there, have you?
Yeah.
Okay. This is Radio 2. Hi, Anne.
Hi there.
Yeah, that's Anne.
See, when she first came on and I heard this clip, I thought she might be a fake caller.
Why?
I thought it might be like one of our lot calling you just to be difficult.
Right, I've got to be honest, that did cross my mind at one point. I was like, is this someone from Radio 1 having a laugh?
The stuff she said was so good.
Anne was talking about her old days of clubbing.
We all used to come home after a kebab or a bag of chips and sit or worse. And just enjoy watching the Hitman and her, and I think Sarah's recreating it tonight with the great tunes and great dancing.
A kebab, a bag of chips, or worse? What's worse?
Yeah, what is worse?
I didn't like to ask, so I just laughed politely at Anne.
Yeah, I could tell.
Not at Anne, with Anne.
I can tell that you felt slightly uncomfortable just because you were laughing the whole way through, and it really wasn't that funny.
No, but I wanted to make Anne feel welcome.
There was one in Warrington that they went to, I think it was called Smith's, and I'm sure Sarah remembers some of them. They were quite local in the northwest, I think, as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's
also
amazing.
I know, right? All the animals listen to Radio 2. How long are you going to be with us tonight? I guess you're going to have to go to bed soon-ish, right?
I don't know. I'm almost feeling like I want to stay up and keep watching it.
Oh.
But I'm sure we will have to go to bed eventually.
Well,
but we've got a Whippet as well, so Jack the Whippet's enjoying watching it too.
Of course he is. Also, during the course of my show with Sarah, there was someone with 9 bloodhounds all listening to the show, and a pregnant giraffe called April.
Mm. Animals are on Radio 2, aren't they?
They really are, yeah.
Full of animals.
It was quite surreal, Chris, I'm not going to lie.
And you don't want to switch off the TV yet if you've got us on red button, because I believe that any second now, Joe Lycett, who is going to be the clay head, is going to be modelled by Sarah Cox, just like the 1984 video for Hello by Lionel Richie, which...
So, have you seen that video?
Love Anne.
Anne's amazing.
The clay head from Lionel Richie.
Yeah, right. So if you know Hello by Lionel Richie, right? The video is bonkers. And if you've not seen it, please watch. Because, it's kind of like Lionel's kind of falling in love with this girl. But it does end with the girl who is Lionel's blind love interest. It concludes with her sculpting a clay bust of Lionel's face and head, despite not knowing what he looks like.
That's how music videos should be done.
Right, okay, it's worth a watch.
Scott Mills.
You missed this yesterday, but I really enjoyed just putting it out there and asking the question, what is the biggest lie you've told in the last 24 hours? The response was huge. Remember, we should do more of those questions, I think.
That's
just put it out there and wait.
Well, it's just a really simple question, isn't it?
And we had such a response. You know, if you've got any stories about your life, anything you want to share, whether it's that subject or anything else, you can always email me. This show is kind of made on your stories. So email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Anything you want,
as long as it's interesting. Obviously, if it's just like, hello, I've had a cup of tea, maybe like, don't do that. But anything else, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Always looking for your stories. Connor has been on from Wisbeach saying, I'm sorry, but I don't think I can ever see Inyona Bingo ever again since the Lolathon or hear it on Radio 1. You've peaked and it's just changed the whole game now. No, Connor. That's not the attitude.
Well, that is true. It has peaked.
It was just because it was a late night rude edition that now people are like, oh my God, but like, oh, it's so boring. The normal daytime one. No, it's a bit like when you get a celebrity edition of something. You've got your normal Chase, and then you've got your Chase celebrities or pointless celebrities, you know? It's just a different offering altogether, but still just as good. It's back on tomorrow at 1:45. Don't be turning your nose up.
No,
you've got to do it every day.
I just don't think it will be
it
as good.
It will. It will. Like, it's been good enough to be on Radio 1 for 3, 4, 5 years now.
It's getting a run out on BBC One anyway on
right,
Friday.
So exactly.
I mean, that's cool.
Well, I still love it.
Scott Mills.
Every Wednesday on this show, to celebrate the fact that we're halfway through the week, we play Gypsy King's Bambaleo, give you lots of shout-outs and play some best bits from the show. People really like it.
Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado.
Yes, it's Wednesday.
Remix.
Chris Dark, who?
Karim Billy did that, did he, in my absence?
Yeah, because you've never met him.
Chris Dark, who?
Like, you know how you always take the mick out of Matt for riding a scooter?
Hmm.
That's kind of rich, because you've been riding on Scott's coattails for 5 years.
Oh! Oh, from the Chris Dark roast there, Lolathon.
We've got beef.
Yas, Queen!
Karim Billy, though. Your favourite?
Remix. Girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for Chapati G. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, don't not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put your girth on me.
Love him.
Will I be getting that pork pie in the buffet?
And then he said, well, it tasted like a prawn.
Check his ice there from the Lolathon. Oh, the news from yesterday, Tina.
Unite boss Len McCluskey's described the claim as ridiculous.
If only there was somebody.
Well, that's clearly the wrong clip. Harley Bird, who for the last 10 years has been the voice of Peppa Pig. Here she is.
Shocking. Unbelievable.
Again, that's not her.
Happened twice.
Oh my word. We've got a Whippet as well, so Jack the Whippet's enjoying watching it too.
Unite boss Len McCluskey's described the claim as ridiculous.
If only there was somebody.
Well, that's clearly the wrong clip.
Oh, that's made my day.
It's good, isn't it? It's so good.
But it sounds like a quote.
Boss Len McCluskey's described the claim as ridiculous.
If only there was somebody.
Come on, where are you? Andrew from Swaffham's on. In his van, bumbleoing amongst a load of French cheese. Mark is on his way back to the depot, bumbleoing his parcels off.
Hannah and Ellie are bumbleoing in the beverage lab in Milton Keynes. They say Yasmo's crushed it this week. Is that a good thing?
I think so. Cracking bumbleo again, lads. Keep up the good work from Jimmy and Norwich. Planting potatoes. Yeah.
That's one.
Here we go.
Bumbleo.
Have a little dance. You're halfway through the week. Got Lee the Scaff. Scaffold of that. Bumbling while washing out his cement mixer in blustery quadring.
That's one.
That's Richard. Bumbling on the way home from work after starting stupidly early today. That's Nikki. And Tom, dying laughing in his van in Cardiff.
If only there were...
Best gap in ages, says Tom in Gloucestershire. I'm so pleased we're halfway through. Says Paul, the Palace fan. Best gap since Watford.
40 days.
Crystal Palace beat Watford, actually. That was a bit harsh from you, Scott.
Oh, wait, sorry. I didn't know. First live Bumbleio for me in ages. Yes, Queen, says Katie in London. Best gap ever, says George. Doing some homework. Sam Bumbleoing is cultivating off in Somerton. Spence and Mike Bumbleoing their spanners off in Somerset. Last day at work. Aaron and Levi all over London getting ready for a Centre Parks adventure. And Bumbleoing my girth off revising that Samuel in Edgeware.
See.
Mills.
So yesterday, Chris's banger, I don't know why you chose this, was Jerry Halliwell, It's Raining Men.
Because I wasn't there and you think it's hilarious to pick bangers in my absence.
It is quite funny though, isn't it?
Oh. And did it get chosen? No, it didn't.
No, it was David Guetta versus The Egg. Who?
Who?
Love Don't Let Me Go. That's one of the first Guetta tunes I remember. I think it might have been his first track. Featuring Chris Willis on vocals there. Well, who is The Egg? Where's The Egg now? What are they doing?
That's an old song, that.
Yeah, it's good, though. So, Bangers is back today at... Oh, hang on, what happened on Monday? I wasn't here on Monday. Did we do Bangers? Okay, so it's out of four for this week.
So, Bangers has been weird this week. So, yesterday, it's Raining Men was one of the options.
Well, you didn't leave a choice, so I chose for you.
And there was nothing on Monday. So, today, I hope you brought something good, because mine's... I brought mine back from spring break.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What, something you heard when you were in Cancun?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Scott Mills. Shape of you. We made the Chibadi G remix, especially for you, Chris, to welcome you back from spring break.
It's my favourite thing. I don't want to hear this song without Chibadi G in it in the future.
If you don't know who he was on our Lolathon last week and he's on that BBC Three show, which is probably the best thing on BBC Three.
Yeah, I love it. People Just Do Nothing.
And he is from Hounslow. I just think we need to get him on the show more. Because
he calls himself the mayor of Hounslow.
You are obsessed with him.
Love
Every
him.
Since he came in last week, remix, you just can't stop talking about him. Like, even when that song's not on, you sing it all the time.
Well, that song's on a lot, right? It's a great song, obviously a brilliant song by Ed Sheeran, but I had heard it a lot, and Chibadi G's breathed new life into it.
Just so keen to get him on a bit more, I think. Someone says, this is Annie, please warn when about to put modified Ed Sheeran Chibadi G remix on. Burst out laughing in my internship.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Nadia.
Hi, Scott.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. Just doing my assignments for uni.
Okay, so what uni are you at?
I'm with Exeter.
Exeter, and you're preparing assignments today?
Yeah.
Okay, so do you listen to bangers a lot?
I do, not this week, unfortunately, but I usually do, yeah.
Okay. It's kind of starting properly today anyway, because Scott made a bit of a joke of it yesterday. He chose It's Raining Men for me.
For you?
Yeah, Jerry Halliwell.
Yeah, because I wasn't here.
Yeah. Do you know, I had such a good time when we went to Exeter for Big Weekend. I think it's so nice there.
Well, I don't study actually in Exeter. I'm at the Cornwall campus, so I was very annoyed that I didn't get the tickets.
Oh, sorry about that. I'm just rubbing your face
just
in it right there.
A sore topic.
Yeah, all right. Let's move off that.
Did.
Yeah, sorry. And here's what I've got for you today.
Tune.
A slice of summer from Friendly Fires. Jump in the pool. Oh, I'm
not
just
a fan.
Not a fan.
No. You two aren't getting on at all.
All right, babe. No?
No, not a fan. Not feeling it.
Just say what you think. I'm fed up with this weather, so this would be good today if you could choose this for me. Probably not going
to
happen.
All right, well, listen, I've just been to Cancun. I've been to spring break. This song was everywhere. I've wanted this on Bangers for ages.
Is it Pitbull?
Close, but
he's
not.
He's on everywhere.
Have a bit of
resorts.
My choice, which is this. Yeah.
Yeah, Chris.
What is it?
Here we go. We get on.
Everybody's head.
And they stay there. It's DJ Khaled. It's well overstaffed. Ludacris, Rick Ross, T-Pain, Snoop Dogg. And this is All I Do Is Win.
All those people, it's just this.
This is so good. I love it. So, well, who are you going to choose?
Ooh, well, what a decision.
I just don't know what I've done wrong.
She hates you.
You hate me.
No, I don't. I would usually go with Scott.
Yeah. Oh, okay. But today.
Yeah. Chris, you've done really well today.
Thank you.
So what's your choice?
Yeah, I'm going with Chris.
Okay. DJ Khaled. What did I do so wrong? All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there. Oh, it is in Magic Mike. It's in Magic Mike. How's it make you feel?
Is it?
It's in Magic Mike.
No, you're making that up.
It is.
Oh, what a way to ruin it.
Sorry. Any officers on the scene or they stayed at home?
Do you know what? There's a fair few people saying that was a robbery. But no, I disagree. I think that's a great song.
That is. You can tell you've been in Spring Break, hun.
Your face throughout it as well.
Oh, it's just annoying.
Miserable.
That is. What is it again?
All I Do Is Win. DJ Khaled. Why are you so anti?
Never played on Radio 1.
And will you ever play it again?
Well, I don't know.
It's a tune.
I'm surprised it was even in the system. Two Door Cinema Club coming up, and also DJ Snake and Justin Bieber. We've got a Google game with Matt Edmondson at about 3:10. BBC Radio 1. It is time for the Google game with Matt Edmondson today. Hello, Matthew.
Can you please refer to it as Matt Edmondson's Google game with Matt Edmondson?
Oh, don't be getting all legal on me.
Listen.
Have you patented this?
I should do. Although, do you know what? Since I did it, and I did do it first, not only have you started doing it, James Corden started doing it, and also celebrities are doing it for one of these online web series.
There's a podcast as well you were telling me about,
No, it's
Chris.
Not a podcast. There's a TV show called Play to the Whistle, which That's is it. Also now starting.
They're now doing it as well. Oh. Well, do you know what? I'm glad to be rid of the idea.
Everything's been done before, though, hasn't it?
No.
I only clocked the other day that you play a game very similar to Wonky Donkey.
Oh. You what? Never heard of it.
Anyway, this game is when you type the start of a question into a search engine and it'll try and auto-complete the question for you. So, for example, if you type in, why do I keep, it'll come up with several options that it think you might want to know about, including getting sick, farting and burping. So we'll get given the start of a question, we've got to find what one of the most popular auto-completes will be. Are we ready?
Ready.
Thanks for describing the internet.
Yeah.
Some people won't know.
You went full on Tim Berners-Lee on everyone. Know what the internet is. Yes.
All of the pages are connected on one huge network. Yes.
You type www.
All right. I've had enough of this. Right, here we go.
How do I stop?
Okay, Chris, what are you thinking?
Well, how do I stop? It suggests that it's something that is almost frustrating you, that you're doing all the time and you need to stop it. My first thought isn't actually that niche, but I think it'll be a popular one in Woogle, and that's how do I stop biting my nails? Because I can't stop. And I've now reached an age where I'm worried that it's just a thing for life. I've always thought I'm going to stop at some point.
Also, here's a massive who for you. That stuff you put on your fingers...
Stop and grow.
It tastes horrible. It doesn't work.
Isn't that something they put on, like, dogs' things to stop them from barking?
I did try it once. It was actually quite nice in the end.
Well, that's the thing. Because you like biting your nails, you grow to like the taste of the thing on your nails. So they need to do something different. I don't know what to do. Do I just wear gloves constantly?
Let me see yours.
No, I don't want to show you. That's the other thing I've got embarrassed with.
I'm embarrassed by mine.
So why do I do
I'm
it?
I'm going to see your hands at some point, Chris.
No, I make a fist. So what you'll notice is that any picture where my arm is around someone, because you know what the internet's like. Scott, you know what the internet's like.
Yes.
People will zoom in. People zoom in on a picture to look for any flaws, right?
This is insane. Okay. So hang on, if I watch Virtually Famous back...
You'll never see a flat hand.
That's insane. That's one of the best facts ever.
Okay, I've got one to admit as well. Once I did Sunday brunch and they wanted me to chop some onions.
Yeah.
And I asked for no close-ups on my hands.
No.
Yes. No close-ups on my hands,
yes,
please.
Because I'm so embarrassed.
Mm. It used to be worse. You used to do the toes as well.
I did the same.
Right?
I did the same. I used to
toe
be a,
to mouth.
I used to be a toe and fingernail biter.
I'd have my foot in mouth.
Would you?
Yeah.
I once, this is awful, right? But I once bit my toenail and I ripped the whole thing clean off. The whole thing.
I can't bear that.
It was absolutely awful.
But is there not someone...
And that's when I stopped. I hit rock bottom, guys.
But is there not someone who can hypnotise you or something?
Well, you're doing toe in mouth of an evening.
No, that was once upon a time.
Right.
But, like, why?
You wish you could still get your foot in your mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Okay, so do we think this is going to be in there? How do I stop biting my nails?
100%. It's going to be in there. What do you reckon, though, Matt?
Well, my one that I have at the moment is, how do I stop a bit of a song going over and over in my head? I don't know if you've seen Alice Levine in the last 3 weeks, but she, whenever she sees you, will say, I deleted all your pics.
Oh, God.
Because she had all of the pics deleted from her phone in the cloud. Mm. That's to do with the internet, guys. Scott can give you a lecture later on.
Okay.
And then all she had in her mind was the bit from that Little Mix song, I deleted all your pics.
How annoying.
And then I deleted all your pics. Then I made this. How have you found this?
Found it.
I made this to annoy Alice, which
is
just I deleted all your pics from the song over and over.
I mean, they use this as torture in some countries.
But it's actually quite listable, isn't it?
No, it makes me shiver a bit. I have a similar thing at the moment with, you know, when we had Chapati G on and the Lolathon.
I'm in love with Chapati.
Yeah, I can't stop. And it's the beginning bit of it. He just goes, remix. And I can't stop doing it when I'm out and about.
So far we've got, how do I stop biting my nails? And your one, Matt, which is?
How do I stop a bit of a song from going round and round in my head?
Okay, I have got my one, which I'll bring to you after this.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
We're playing the Google game on Radio 1. I'm not going to explain it because I'll get accused of explaining how the internet works by these two chumps. So here's the question that we've got today. How do I stop? We've got to work out what one of the most popular autocompletes will be. Here's my one. How do I stop the aging process?
Because, I think you have, haven't you?
Well, at some point... It's going to happen big time. And I'm going to wake up one day and I'll look in the mirror and my face will have literally fallen off. Mm. And I don't feel ready for that, guys.
What, may I ask, and you don't have to answer this, but it'll be suspicious if you don't. Mm. What work have you had done?
It's just good moisturiser, Matt.
What a great game.
It's just moisturiser.
It's not, though, is it? Is it?
Well, what work do you think he's had done?
I don't know.
Well, no, come on, be honest. No, you try to lure him in here.
I don't know.
You're about 40 now and you look like 15, so what work have you had done?
What are you doing?
I'm in my 70s. And I look 15.
You're a fake child.
I don't know what's available.
Right.
I know you can have a facelift, and I know the clue is that you have a little scar behind your ear.
I've not.
Because that's what Louis Walsh and Sharon Osbourne have.
I have not had a facelift, and how dare you? I mean, I'm not averse to a chemical peel.
Quote of the day.
Just a couple of chemicals, it peels your skin off and then it's brand new.
That just gets the blackheads out, right?
That is horrific.
It's not as horrific as the other thing I'm about to tell you, which I might have had done before.
Mm-hmm.
The vampire facelift, are you aware of that?
Is that where they extract blood from someone younger and pump it into your face?
Not someone younger, but from another part of your body.
Oh, yikes. Which bit?
Can be anywhere, but generally bum, yeah.
So you've got
a bum
first.
That? The blood circulates around the body of its own accord already.
I don't know, Matt. I just saw it on Kim Kardashian's Instagram and fancied doing it.
That's ridiculous.
She got a bum face. What you're doing is you're taking from your bum, putting it on your face.
Blood isn't like, I'm the kind of blood that only hangs out in your glutes. Oh, well, I hang out in the face. Mm. Well, we shall never meet. Oh, no, we will, because Scott's having a vampire face. Blood circulates around the body.
It was just once.
I'm now explaining the human body. What's happened?
Oh, this has gone way too honest. This game always does.
Parts of your body don't age, though, I believe. Is that correct?
Well, no, I mean, I think
the ears don't age, for example.
No, they get huge.
They do
what
get
do you mean
big.
Don't age? Everything ages.
No, there's a part of your body, I think, that doesn't age.
No, that's nonsense.
Anyway, so I think one of the most popular answers will be, how do I stop the aging process? Well, I'd be typing.
You know what
in.
The answer to that is? A mask. That fully stops it, doesn't it? If you just wore a mask every day and just made it your thing.
Or hair like Sia.
Mm. Well, that's the thing, like you've no idea how old Daft Punk are.
No.
And they've been making music for a long time.
Mm. But in those helmets, massively huge ears.
What you're talking about is not aging, but also remaining a sort of youthful coolness, right? So that's what it is.
I don't care about
this
that.
This is like a therapy session for Scott. What's happened here?
No, I've never been cool. I don't care about that. I just want to look young.
But will you put? No, but what I'm saying is, would you, rather than try and look young, would you just put a box on it after a certain point?
I mean, if that's the only option available, then yes.
Right.
Right, okay, so what have we got? Chris, yours was?
How do I stop biting my nails?
Matt, yours was?
How do I stop hearing the same bit of a song over and over?
And mine was, how do I stop the ageing process? What do we think is the most popular one, guys?
I think the ageing one. I think you've tapped into something there. That lots of people. Yeah, it's a huge industry, right?
But do you think most people worried about the ageing process don't understand the internet and wouldn't know how to type it in?
Yeah, maybe.
Lol.
You know what I mean? They'll be going to the library.
They'll be loading up Encarta on CD-ROM. And seeing if it has the answer.
What do you think? Ageing process, Chris?
I'll go with ageing process then.
Okay, Matt, I think we're all in agreement. What are the most popular answers to complete that question, please?
How do I stop unwanted emails, snoring, pop-ups, junk mail, eating?
How do I stop snoring is a really good one. Mm. I don't know if you know any snorers, but they're really the worst kind of people.
Who do you know who snores?
My friend Reese snores. And
the worst kind of people.
If we go on holiday together, it's so annoying.
Well, no, because it's selfish. Snoring is a selfish act.
But it's not, because it's not. There's no intent there. That's the thing. There's no intent from the snorer. Yeah. They would like to not be snoring.
Well, they're happily asleep. That's what I mean by selfish. They're happily sleeping. Yeah. But what they're doing is stopping everyone else around.
But there is no solution to it. If you wake up a snorer, they go back to sleep again and they snore.
Right, so none of our three were in there at all today, guys. So, but thanks for playing anyway.
But we did learn how the internet works.
We did.
Chat.
And I'm glad to have been able to share that with you. Scott Mills. If you've not heard about this yet, I'm excited to say that we are going to be playing a special Red Nose Day version of Innuendo Bingo on BBC One on Friday night. That's crazy for you.
That's
isn't
great.
It?
For me and for you.
I know, I mean, I'm really pleased, but like, do you think BBC One viewers are ready for Innuendo Bingo? I'm not sure it's their bag.
But it will be funny.
Also, what are you going to wear on TV for what I think is your BBC One debut?
Good point. I don't know. I don't know what to wear. I could wear the tuxedo shirt.
It's BBC One, man.
I could go nude.
No.
I mean, what are you saying?
I really don't like that on BBC One.
Skins?
No.
But we're going to be playing against Joel Dommett, aren't we? Well, let's go skins.
No, Joel Dommett, no. Not on BBC One, please. BBC Two after a certain time of night, maybe.
Do you know what I love about this? And people watching should also remember this, that you take it so seriously, this idea of being on BBC One. You're a little bit old school about it.
You just said that on the BBC, by the way. That goes your TV career.
No, look, I'm just saying that you're being really, like, I know you're going to tell me off if I do something even remotely different to the script or whatever it is that I need to do.
Hunt, it's BBC One.
Yeah, I know, it's great. But I don't like...
It's Great Britain's BBC One.
I know, it's just the way that you're acting with me. It's like, right, you're going to be there on time. You're going to get there early.
It's like, different.
Yeah, stop stressing
it's
about it.
It's not all lax like this place. It's BBC One. 8 p.m. on Friday night, we're playing Innuendo Bingo. I am your host. Chris is playing against Joel Dommett.
I'll be spitting.
Yeah, you will
on
be spitting.
BBC One.
Yes, you will. Scott Mills. Back tomorrow from 1 on Radio 1 and at 1:45 playing Innuendo Bingo. TV's Angela Scanlon. Scott Mills.